OJB's podcast, 30 May 2006, chicken or egg? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's an old question and we finally have a definitive answer. It was the egg. The reason is that an individual's genetic composition doesn't change during their life. Individual cells can, but that doesn't change the genetic makeup for future generations. So a new individual and a new species, for example the first chicken, only occurs in the egg. Okay, now that's that problem out of the way. Now I'm sure that scientists understood this all along, the chicken and egg question is really a form of rhetoric and not a serious question, but at least we can now act really smart and give the answer next time somebody asks it. So now for another significant scientific question. We all know that science has proved that bumblebees can't fly, and yet they do. What's going on there? Is science wrong? There are various accounts of the origin of the story. One occurs in Germany in the 1930s with a dinner conversation between a biologist and an engineer. The engineer scribbled a quick calculation on the back of a napkin using various starting assumptions and showed that they couldn't fly. A proper analysis would require better starting parameters and techniques, and that was understood, but the biologist, of course, took the opportunity to take it as proof of the inferiority of engineering. Another story involves French entomologist Antoine Manon. In 1934, he based his comment on a quick calculation done by an assistant who was an engineer, so it seems an element of competition between the life and physical sciences might have been involved again. More recent modelling and calculation on this topic has shown that the science understands bumblebee flight well. The problem was the initial models were just an approximation to reality, and that approximation wasn't good enough. But we now know that bumblebees can fly, and we know how, so that problem's out of the way too. The next time anyone tries to ridicule science or engineering by quoting the story, we can safely explain the reality of the situation. There are plenty of other science-related urban myths and hoaxes. The moon hoax is a good one, for example. Many people seem to think the Apollo missions of the late 60s and 70s were faked by NASA. This is total nonsense. I have a thorough explanation of the supposed anomalies in the official story at my website. If you're interested in looking at this, go to the link, which is on owen2.otago.ac.nz, and follow the links from miscellaneous to opinions to moon hoax.